All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast, and actually to another year, right?
Yes.
All right. So we want to say Happy New Year. All right. And we pray that many of you are blessed. And we thought, what better way to kick off the new year than to talk about, you know, New Year goals, right?
Right.
And so a lot of times when we start the new year, we're like, okay, it's a fresh start. It's a fresh opportunity. And so we wanted to share some possible things that you can do as you're starting this new year to strengthen you in the area of relationships or in singleness. And so I have some single goals.
Okay, good.
You know, right? Because no matter where you're at within that spectrum, you know, it's good to have goals. It's good to encourage yourself. And sometimes even being single, you can kind of step into the new year like, man, okay, what am I going to do in this year? You know, and so what's my focus going to be?
Right.
So let's jump into it. Well, first, we want to encourage you to go to the website. Make sure you go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There you can find more resources and different podcasts and things that we do. Also, we want to encourage you to leave a review on your podcast app. Give us 5 stars. Share a little bit of maybe how this podcast has blessed you. We really, really enjoy hearing from you.
Right.
All right, man. So what do you have for a relationship goal?
All right, man. The first goal I have is to make sure you listen to Simplify Complexity.
That's a great goal. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you're listening. Matter of fact, my next goal is make sure you go to Amazon and get yourself a copy of Chasing Happily Ever After.
Oh, that's going to set you up.
Actually, I'm being dead serious. Because you will be blessed. There's stages, and at the end of each stage, there's weekly assignments.
Oh, yeah,
there's reflection and journaling that you can do in there. And so basically, you can spend all of January, you can spend the whole first part of the year, and I promise you, I believe so much in this book, and totally, I did not plan on doing this, but since you started off with the whole, so for those that don't know, we do is we try to share what our topic is going to be, and we'll kind of give a quick kind of idea of what we might do, but we try to keep it fresh, so that way, he might say something, I had no idea he was about to say that, so you guys can experience us, you know, interacting for the first time on that particular topic. So I had no idea he would go say, listen to Simplify Complexity. So as soon as he said that, I was like, duh, I didn't even have my book on here.
Right.
And my book is actually a blessing to you. And I've had so many people come and say, whoa, your book has been such a blessing to me, whether or not they're married, dating, or if they're single. They've said it's allowed me to re-reflect and just go over so many things and open my eyes to so many things. And so I do want to encourage you. That's definitely my top goal for you. Go there, and this is my promise. If you feel like you're gaining nothing from this book, I will refund your money.
Wow, look at that. Ain't too many people doing that.
No, I don't know, but I believe in it. I really do, and the response that I've had has been awesome. So go to Amazon and order your book. So that's my relationship goal. All right, so what's your second one?
Okay, so my second one is get your money right.
Ooh.
Now, what I mean by that, this applies to couples and people that are single.
Yep.
But, you know, just focus on getting financially free. When it comes to couples and relationships, I think the number one thing that really gets, you know, muddies up relationships is the financials of it.
Yep, that's one of the marriage killers.
Yeah, when it comes to money, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot. So if you start off,
but sex is stress and strain, and you can't do things, and then you're arguing about this, and you know, and even if you're not arguing, you can still feel the tension of your limits, and so
like we got debt here, we got debt over there. You know what I mean? Like nobody wants to, you know what I mean? So
and then, you know, he or she gonna use that excuse of why you can't go out,
right?
That's not an excuse,
it's right. So with that, I'm just saying, like, starting off your new year, set yourself up some budgets. Yeah, I mean, budget accordingly.
That don't sound fun, man.
It don't sound fun, but it's gonna bless you.
Okay.
Let me tell you, me and my wife did this last year or whatnot, and we've been able to set us up date nights every week. I mean, every month or whatnot, but have the money set aside for that already while being able to pay our bills, pay off our debt, pay down credit cards, so on and so forth.
That's good.
To where we're relieving the stress off of our marriage. You know what I mean? And when you take those steps to start to get financially free, the weight gets lifted because it's like, oh, okay, that credit card is done. I got an extra $500 a month.
That's good.
You know what I mean? So, and I can
go, baby. Do you get your hair? Get your nails.
Exactly.
Do your thing. Yeah,
exactly. So that's my number one goal. And I would say, just you know, in reference, you know, just listen to people like Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is a great guy. You know, my wife read his book last year, and we've been applying a bunch of his principles to our lives.
Here's one of the key things I hear is it's we. So if you're single, then it's you. Mm-hmm. But it can't be. This isn't a one person goal.
Right.
If you're married, if you're in a relationship, this is a we type of thing. And so, because in order for finances to really work and to be in harmony, it has to be a we thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so my takeaway from your goal is it's we. You guys are both saying, hey, we want this to be our goal. All right. So I'm gonna give a goal to those who are single.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get your thoughts because you have no idea what I'm about to say. So my goal for those who are single is to ask out at least two people this year.
Okay. Shoot your shot.
Shoot your shot.
Right.
You know, it, because here's the thing. This doesn't apply to everybody.
Right.
But there are some people that in their singleness, they really never put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
They never, because there's this fear of failure.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a fear of rejection. And basically, part of my goal and the reason why I want to encourage this particular goal is we have to work through that fear. We shouldn't live in fear. The Bible doesn't want us living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might be missing on a good opportunity because you allowed fear of, well, what is this? And what are they going to say? And what if they say no? And don't take rejection at this level personal. Now, mm-hmm. mind you, when you're married and when you're in a deep relationship, you know that and reject that's a whole other thing. You've been building a life together. Even if you've been dating somebody or you're in a courting relationship, you know that's a little bit different. But if you see somebody that, and I don't know the circumstance, I'm not trying to get too deep into the circumstance, mm-hmm. but it could be maybe somebody that you've had an opportunity to kind of see, like, they're interesting. Hey, would you be interested in going to get some whatever or whatever it might be? Or can we exchange numbers? And it doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're jumping right into a relationship. You can say, hey, I just want to get to know you better.
Exactly.
And if they say, no, I'm not really interested, don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be like, hey, I check, got that one goal off, all right?
And yeah, that was it.
But what if they say yes?
Exactly, and that's the game changer.
What if it grows? That's the game. What if it grows into something? And so my encouragement for this goal is don't fear rejection.
Exactly.
You
gotta put yourself out there.
I wasn't expecting that.
Right. And I always heard this saying, like, I'm not saying go gamble and anything like that. But a person always told me, you can never win the lotto if you never buy a ticket. So you can never, you'll never meet or run into people if you never put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know, and that's so important.
I'm not feeling that analogy.
that's the way I heard it, not just like that.
I don't know, because relationships aren't really like a lottery.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so.
But I get the point, though. I got you. All right.
So my next goal is to enroll in counseling. Now, a lot of times we always hear counseling, we kind of say it was a negative.
Yeah.
But just because you're in counseling doesn't mean that nothing's wrong with you.
Right.
You take your car to get service for oil every month, right?
I don't get no shout out for that. You know, no, like, hey, V, I remember you mentioned this once or twice.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, shout out to Bree Wallace.
Okay, I'm just saying, that was actually kind of one of mine because I always give, like, the doctor checkup. You go to the doctor,
cool.
You know, twice. Matter of fact, I just went to the dentist. And so, you know, you go to the dentist, you go twice a day. You're supposed to go to the doctor
twice a year.
You're supposed to go to the doctor once a year, and it's for a checkup.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Continue since I...
And again, this one applies to couples and singles. Okay. Now, with couples, I just want to... Let me just throw this verse out there. The book of Proverbs got a lot on wisdom, and it's one of my favorite books, but Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no guidance, a people fall.
Yeah.
But the abundance of counselors, there is safety.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when we surround ourselves with wise counsel and going to counsel where people can hold us accountable, where we can check up on our marriage, like, okay, are we, are we healthy? Are we supposed to be at? You know what I mean? Your marriage is going to fare better than that. Your relationship is going to fare better than you not checking up on it.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And that was actually one of my things on my list is go get your checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I would add to it is there's times you go in and they're saying, oh, you have high cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, It's not damaging just yet, but they're able to catch it early.
Exactly.
To where you're able to say, okay, let me make some adjustments to my diet.
Mm-hmm.
If you go see a counselor, they're able to catch maybe something early to say, okay, you guys need to make adjustments to your communication because you're going down a path that if you keep going, mm-hmm. it's going to be something serious.
Right, right, right. So, that's good.
All right, so my other one, and I'll go ahead and give one to couples, those who are married, is make a commitment to have a date night once a month.
Okay.
So you have 12 dates already pre-scheduled for the rest of this year.
Yep.
And that's kind of, you know, it will bless your marriage.
Right.
And so don't allow anything to disturb that. And if you do, because life happens,
mm-hmm.
things come up, especially if you have kids, then you have to do a makeup date.
Mm-hmm.
But you, by the end of the year, you better have 12.
Yeah, you better have them in the can.
You better have 12. But don't wait till you're doing one every day after, you know, December.
Yeah, right, right. And see, that's a good thing, because that's, like I said, me and my wife started that last year where we were doing and we switched off. So in January be my month, February be her month. Yeah. You know?
Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and give you a shout out because you talk about that a lot.
Right.
And I've seen that. So that's part of where that came from, once a month. So I'll go give you a shout out on that, man.
You know, and another thing with that, just like you said, like don't try to put it off. And me and my wife, we always do something like, if we do have to switch the date, like it has to be in the same month.
Yeah.
I can't say, oh, I can't do it this Saturday, so we're just gonna push it into the next month.
Yeah.
Now it has to be in my month, and I gotta make it happen.
And here's something for you: alternate. So you one spouse plans one mm-hmm. month, the other spouse plans the other month. That way, one spouse doesn't have to feel the burden of having to plan something every month.
Exactly.
And I'll go a step further: when it's your month to plan, you get to plan what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you're not trying to think about what they want, how they want to do it. No, you want to go see the Lakers show, then that's your date.
Exactly.
And then this is what the other spouse has to commit to. They're going to be all in on whatever they plan.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to smile, and they're going to have a good time.
That's good.
And
man.
Then when it's your turn, you go ahead, and now the roles reverse.
Right.
So, all right, what you got?
Another one I have is trying new things.
Okay.
So since you did the couples, I'm gonna focus on even on the singles on this one.
Okay. All right.
Because again, this one applies to couples and singles. But trying new things, especially when you're single, this is great because you have time.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have another spouse that you kind of have to worry about, so you're able to try new things to go and do the things that you like. Oh, I always wanted to do that, but never got a chance to. You can do it now.
Yeah.
The one thing I hear in marriages and people that I know, they always say like, oh man, I got married kind of like, especially for me, I got married at 19. A lot of people are like, I got married kind of young, man. I never really got to go
chance
on that.
To do this and
yeah,
do that.
Go do this and do that. You have that time now in your singleness. And also, it's not just about you just, oh, I'm flying to Canada because I want to fly to Canada, but you're flying to Canada and you're gaining experience in yourself. You're adding content to your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when you do meet that person, you know, you got stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
You can even plan a trip to take them. Hey, you've never been to Canada? I've been to Canada.
Right, right. Go ahead and try new recipes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So,
You don't have to keep cooking the same old spaghetti. Try some new recipes.
Right, right, right. So, yeah. So that's my goal.
Okay. All right. So, I have another one for those who are single. And this one would be is have a goal to be actively. The key word is actively involved in some type of small group,
mm-hmm.
some type of, you know, fellowship community.
Right.
And so when I mean active, we're talking about maybe twice a month. And this will bless you in your singleness. And it leaves opportunities for you to possibly meet other singles.
Yeah.
You know, now that's not the main reason why you're doing it, but it's so important because oftentimes we feel lonely. That's because we've isolated ourselves.
Mm.
A man is not going to complete you. A woman is not going to complete you. And so it's important for us to understand that, number one, we find our completeness in Christ. We find our completeness in God. And one of the things that God commands us is not to forsake the fellowship of one another.
Right.
We need community around us. And so if you're going month and month and month, and it's mainly kind of you and work and work and you and maybe just your kids and just isolated family.
Mm-hmm.
No, go do more. Is there a hobby? Go join a cycling group. Go join mm-hmm. a cooking group. And that's kind of part of us do something new.
Yeah.
But the thing is go join the church choir. Go, you know, go and join the young adult ministry. There's so many things. Make a commitment to say, I'm going to find some type of small group community, some type of activity, and I'm going to be actively involved.
Right. That's good. It's good. Another goal for me, for the couples especially, is take this year to really stop multitasking with your technology. Now, what I mean by that is, all right. I think we've become so ingrained with technology that it's become second nature. You know what I mean? Oftentimes, I always tell my wife this. I'll be like, sometimes maybe I'll talk to you, but you'll be on your phone browsing something or looking up something, and you're kind of missing what I'm saying or whatnot. It's because we're not engaged with each other. And, you know, me vice versa. I do the same thing, too. You know, she might be telling me something. I might be, you know, trying to create some type of graphic or something like that.
Yeah.
Just really make it a point this year to really minimize that and really pay attention and focus in on your mate. You know what I mean? So much gets lost in the hustle and bustle of trying to scroll up and down Facebook all day. You know what I mean? You have somebody right there to talk to and to listen to engage with or whatnot. So you want to put away the phone, especially at dinner.
Put away the phone.
Put away the phone.
Put away the phone.
You know what I mean? Put it somewhere else where it's not reachable and talk with your mate. Spend time with your mate.
Yeah. I like that. So put away the phone. Make that a commitment and go ahead and actually, this is what you can do. Hmm. So we're gonna actually use technology to get us away from technology.
Okay.
Go ahead and use the time restraints.
Oh, the screen time.
The screen time.
Yeah.
And that way you can say, okay, I'm going to cut it off
right
at this time. So go ahead and put that in there. And that way, because sometimes we don't realize how much time we're spending on it. So if you go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to set a time frame of an hour a week, then... You know, that way it's holding you accountable to the hour of week. So,
right.
So I like that. So my last one is actually going to be for those who are dating and possibly courting. And so you're seeing somebody. This is those who are seeing somebody. Is I want to encourage you as a couple that is not married to better define what you are and where you're going.
Mm.
Okay. All right. So as a couple, I want to encourage you to better define what you are, number one, possibly. And where you are going. And because it's so easy to get into a relationship, a couple relationship, and you're really not sure what you are, meaning sometimes you're not sure if you guys are a committed couple or are you just friends? Like, what are we?
Right.
You know, and so you would think that's a weird situation to be in, but you'd be surprised how many times one person has one thought of what they are.
Right.
And another person has another thought
different.
Of what they are.
Yeah.
And so you're just trying to make a goal is I want to, you're not, it's not stress. It's not like an interrogation. You know, you're just trying to say, hey, baby, I want us to grow closer. I want us to better understand what are we? And then where are we going? So maybe you understand what you are, but have you talked about your future together?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about, you know, so are you in this relationship for 2 years and you haven't talked about marriage yet?
Right.
Really?
Yes.
where are we going?
Where are we headed here?
Where are we headed? We're going to go through a whole nother year and we don't know what's going to happen.
That's good.
And so that's my encouragement. It will bring definition and, you know, to
clarity. It's bringing more clarity.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's good. So that's my last one. You have any
others? Okay. My last one would be to criticize less than you praise. So this is for the couples.
Okay.
I would not. So criticize less than you praise.
Man, I feel like that's for all of us.
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Even more so couples, but.
Because like when you spend a lot of time with somebody, it becomes easier to overlook the stuff that they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We spend so much time with somebody that we're just kind of focused on our flaws all the time.
Yeah,
we
stop seeing the good.
Yeah, we kind of get into like a nagging spell like, oh, you never do this, or you never do that. But how much time do we take to say, like, man, let me praise my wife on how good she cooked this dinner.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or how good,
that man. Same old spaghetti. Yeah. Baby, I love this spaghetti. It's the best spaghetti ever.
Nobody make it like you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. At least you're getting some spaghetti.
Exactly.
So the
challenge in this is when you have a criticizing thought come into your head, before you say that, because constructive criticism is good too in a capacity. But before you lay out this constructive criticism, you have to come up with three praiseworthy things to say about your mate before the criticism even leaves your mouth.
Yeah. So I like that. And even if you say those three praiseworthy things to yourself to remind you of the good, because I want to look at the practicality of it.
Right.
Not all the time is there's this opportunity to kind of say these three praiseworthy things that we have to find opportunities to say those things. Because you need to, as you said, you need to vocally, you know, give those words of affirmation.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's important that you also know it too.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to remind yourself, though I see the negative, there's also good.
Right.
So even if you don't tell them the three praiseworthy things before you have some criticism, say the three praiseworthy things to yourself, remind yourself, and it'll probably adjust your attitude just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And how you have to say your criticism.
I'm sure. Yep.
So, all right.
Good stuff, man.
All right. I love it. Love it. Father, we love you. We thank you for those that are listening in. Father, we thank you for this new year. And we pray many blessings as people are stepping into this mm-hmm. new year. And they're viewing this as a fresh opportunity, a fresh start. And here's the thing. It doesn't have to be a new year. With you, you give us so many fresh opportunities. Mm-hmm. We are a new creature, a new person in you. So we thank you. We love you for how much you love us. And Father, I just pray for those who are single, for those who are married, for those who are dating, that you just continue to bring clarity and strength to them in this new year. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, God bless you. God keep you. Until next time.
I'd rather be your people, I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you would love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body can't.